I want you to imagine this. It's a vast flying wing. It's solar powered, though. It's the same size as a 737 airliner. It can stay aloft for months at a time, but it's not been built inside the labs of NASA or it's come out of some shed at Boeing. Its purpose is to connect more of the world to the internet. And the project, it comes from Facebook.
To fly on solar power takes very, very low mass. If you get rid of everything else, what's left is the thing you really need, a wing and propulsion.
All together!
But until it's actually airborne, it's hard to tell that all of it will work.
Launching in 3, 2, 1.
Come on.
We're moving. Commands are coming up. 30%, 40, 50.
Please.
Full throttle.
This thing has the wingspan of an airliner and is going to fly on roughly the power of 3 blow dryers.
Well, in my case, only 2. That's from a Facebook promo video, and those tests on the giant drone are actually underway in the US as we speak. The project's called Aquila, and Facebook's saying, and I quote, "Our mission is to connect everybody in the world. This is going to be a great opportunity for us to motivate the industry to move faster on this technology," unquote. To find out how we should think about this, at least give us some perspective, I'm joined now by Stilgherrian. Stilgherrian, it's just his name, is a commentator on internet issues, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Stilgherrian, this sounds like a marvellous idea. How much of the world is still without internet?
Well, if you listen to the internet companies like Facebook, they say, oh, look, only 10% of the world doesn't have the internet yet. But what they mean is they're the people who don't have access in their general region. Roughly half of the people in the world have an internet connection that's actually working. There's a little counter I saw that clicks over at the moment. It says 3.4 billion out of 7 billion people on the planet at the moment. So as you can imagine,
That's a lot of market still untapped.
Oh, absolutely. And we're seeing enormous growth in the economies once you get outside the, you know, the usual Western nations, and we're one of them. The big growth areas at the moment are the BRICS countries, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. And then once you get into what we were calling the developing world, so we're talking Central Asia, we're talking Africa in particular,
right,
and other countries in South America, as they make the transition from that developing economy into, well, a more structured modern economy, they can skip all the intermediate steps, much as China rushed through those steps, and that means massive growth in the market. So
when we say jump some of those steps, the ones that we are still dealing with politically, which is copper wire.
Yeah, I mean, I was in East Africa for a very brief trip about 6 years ago now. In Tanzania, there were only 2,200 landline phones in the whole country of 40 million people.
Wow.
But when we went down the Central Highway and drove across the country to Lake Victoria, I had my choice then of 4 different mobile carriers.
So there we are. That's jumping old technology and just going straight to the peak of the mountain with the latest digital. In this case, I take it, kind of satellite technology, although it's not in outer space. It has to have air to fly. What's it actually doing when it's up in the air, Stilgherrian?
You have a cluster of these Aquila drones, and as we heard, they've got the wingspan of a 737 airliner, a Boeing 737, but they weigh less than a car. They're just this a lightweight wing. They're running effectively Wi-Fi, but fixed, well, not Wi-Fi, wireless internet, but effectively the same fixed point wireless internet that Australia's NBN is having once you get outside the metropolitan areas. And they talk to each other by laser, in fact. So light transmission, that means very high data rates. One of them several of them might be in contact with the ground station. The rest of them are just flying in little circles 2 or 3 kilometres across and talking down to people on the ground.
And who's providing the service via these drones to people who want to connect?
Well, that would be Facebook as... But
are they the ISP?
Yes, in this case. And they would arrange their own backhaul, as it's called, to get to those ground stations. But the idea here is for Facebook to be the internet service provider. And we've seen a similar project from Google.
Yes, with balloons, isn't it?
Balloons called Project Loon, L-O-O-N, which I think is a lovely play on words. They launched that 3 years ago, actually, and they set off a bunch of these high-altitude balloons from New Zealand. And some of them were circling the world up to 50 days up in the stratosphere. I actually saw one on one of the websites where you can watch airliners and other aircraft. You know, you can watch their transponder beacons and watch their location in real time. And I did see one drifting off the east coast of Australia at, I think it was 80,000 feet or something. So well above where airliners operate.
So, look, let's talk about, I mean, it sounds like a fabulous idea to me. I mean, the idea that you can connect more people in remote regional areas in developing countries and nations around Africa and parts of Central Asia. What's the downside to all this?
Well, the main downside is the countries become dependent on these global companies, so Facebook or Google in this instance. And that, all right, we all become dependent on global companies.
Well, I was
going to
say, one could argue we're
extent.
Already dependent on those companies now.
Well, exactly. You know, we use that for communication. We use Google as the biggest player for search, for mapping, and so on. So we are dependent on that. But it does mean you're combining the internet service provider, the company that provides, if you like, the pipes through which your data flows, and the content and advertising companies. I mean, we think of Facebook as a social network. It's really a big advertising company. Same for Google. I mean, that's where their money comes from. You know, to find out as much about you as possible.
So has Facebook still, Gary, and actually announced ahead of time what kind of content they'll allow in the kind of coverage they make from these drones?
We've seen some of this in the case of Facebook Basic, which is a service they've been offering in various countries where you can pay for internet access, but it's free if you're willing to limit yourself to certain sites that they provide for free. Now, things like Wikipedia are in there, BBC News was one of those that they offered, and so on. So some of them are ones that they want to provide as a social good. Wikipedia is a classic case of that. The others are companies through which they have made some commercial arrangement. So you've instead of having the full panoply of things you can connect to, you've really got a shopping mall. It's a bit like how Westfield will say, okay, these are the stores we're allowing in here, these are the department stores you get to shop from. And in fact, earlier this year in February, India banned Facebook Basic from India under what they're sort of saying is a net neutrality approach. And this is a big issue around the world at the moment. Net neutrality is the idea that the people providing the pipes treat all content equally. They can't charge more for certain kinds of content. They can't speed up or slow down certain kinds of content to suit their commercial arrangements.
Right.
The opposite is things like, well, let's say in the United States, which is quite common, you will get internet through your cable TV provider. And we saw that in Australia with the cable networks that both Optus and Telstra were rolling out. What happens if that company decides, well, we're connected to a pay TV company, we'll make sure our TV network gets through nice and fast, but if you want to watch videos on YouTube or on a competing service like Netflix, well, that might suddenly run a little bit slower. The idea of net neutrality is you're not allowed to do that, and India has a policy of ensuring that there is net neutrality in that country.
My guest is still Gary, and he's a commentator on internet issues. And today we're talking about the Aquila project, which is in sort of prototype phase, courtesy of, well, we've had Google, but this one is coming out of Facebook, where they're having these giant pilotless drones that are solar powered and can stay up in the sky the size of a jetliner for months on end, being a sort of an ISP, an internet service provider of certain content that Facebook is giving to you for a deal over some of developing parts of the world and also rural and remote areas. Do you think, Stilgherrian, that this may be part of the solution for rural and remote parts of Australia as we fight over how to get NBN access out there without costing a fortune on satellite?
It's a good suggestion, Michael, and it is much cheaper to just fly drones than to launch a satellite. Satellites, you know, a bigger communication satellite is roughly the size of a bus and quite heavy,
right,
and you need a big expensive rocket to get that into space. Now, that's becoming cheaper. But the big problem with doing internet from a spacecraft, you want it in what's called a geosynchronous orbit, that is hovering over the same spot on the ground. You have to get it something like 22,000 kilometres from Earth or something like that, so it's in a geosynchronous orbit and always over the same spot. The problem with that is that you end up with it taking a second for the signal to go out there and a second coming back. If you watch people coming in on television by satellite from a location, that causes that annoying pause you see where the
yes.
presenter in the studio asks a question and you then sit for 2 or 3 seconds watching the reporter in the field standing there and waiting for it to happen. So you get the same with satellite internet. And obviously, if you're playing games or you want to work on some interactive thing like an accounting system, you don't want to press a button and wait 3 seconds for it to respond.
So it's cheaper, it's going to be faster, but the drawback may be that you are going to be limited, depending on what service is available, to whatever portals they choose to go on their service.
Or you pay money to get the full thing. I mean, the cost model for this hasn't been announced yet, and we should say that Facebook's Project Aquila is really only at the point where they're testing prototypes of these drones.
Okay.
That said, it could move very fast. I mean, internet companies and tech companies in general now are used to quite rapid development. This isn't the kind of old school NASA approach where it would take 10 or 15 years to roll out a new design. This is the iterate fast, fail fast, learn your lessons, have another go. And we're seeing, well, look at Elon Musk's SpaceX, where they were only doing, you know, testing their rocket engine a few years ago, and now they can land the thing on its tail in the dark on a barge floating out in the Atlantic Ocean.
The mind boggles. I'll be most intrigued to see where this goes, both ethically and technologically. Stilgherrian, it's been really great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
Pleasure, Michael.
Commentator on issues surrounding the digital sphere, Stilgherrian. By the way, we did approach Facebook for a comment on this Aquila project, and they responded by saying it's pretty much all out there at the moment in that coverage of the story as it stands now. So we've got nothing more to add at this stage. But I do want to share with you a quote from the inventor of the World Wide Web, Tim Berners-Lee. And he told the Guardian newspaper, and I quote, "Only giving people data connectivity to parts of the network deliberately, I think, is a step backwards," unquote. What's your reaction? Do you have any thoughts on any of this? Would you, in rural and remote regional parts of this country, just jump at the idea of, even if it was a little limited, getting a faster service than what's been promised via satellite and NBN?